This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. Did you realise that today was the day that man walked on the moon for the first time?
I did not realize it.
Okay, good. So it's not, just me. Because I couldn't understand, you know, I was looking and today is moon day and I'm thinking, okay, very nice. It's nice to have a moon day every now and then. And then I realized the exact reason why. All right. So that it's very good to know that it isn't just me, at all. All right. So I hope you are well. Let's take a look at some of the news and some of the stories coming out of, Australia at the moment, community and popular Jewish venues still under lockdown. Bring us up to date with what's happening with regard to COVID.
So what's happened basically is that a lot of the country, in fact, the majority of the population, in fact, is under lockdown with varying lengths of time depending on which state you happen to live in. So the state where I live, New South Wales, where Sydney is, has the longest lockdown relative to the rest of the country. And so that obviously impacts the Jewish community very much so. And for example, there's a block of flats in Bondi, and Bondi is within the heart of the Jewish community. And the entire block of flats has been quarantined because there are allegedly people living in the flat who have tested positive. And places where, so obviously all the public places, all the schools, synagogues are all closed down, kids are all learning from home, and any non-essential services basically have ordered to be closed down. So there is no final date on when the lockdown will end. At this point in New South Wales, the government says it will continue until the end of the month, July 30, but obviously it has the right or to end that if need be. And obviously one hopes that that won't happen. Mm. There have been, the number of people in hospital with the virus has gone up, and there have been, a couple of, deaths, as well. And so the number of deaths in this country since this virus began, in 2020 is approximately 920 now. So it continues,
Are people
as we've discussed before, the big focus on vaccines.
Right.
One third of the country now has had one injection, but with mass vaccination hubs being set up everywhere you look. So at the Olympic, what used to be called the Olympic Village, and places where there are mass. Where there are large facilities being set up and for literally thousands and thousands of people pouring in to get their first and second jabs.
Right, and let's just hope people do take it up so that they can get the country back to normal. Opposition leader blasts the BDS and the apartheid analogy.
So this was very important. His name would not be known to listeners, Anthony Albanese, and he's head of the Labour Party, the Australian Labour Party. And what is significant about this is that he comes from the left of the Labour Party. And he spoke to the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, the organization which I have joined on a part-time basis. And he gave a Zoom presentation to Jewish leaders from right around the country, in which he was very strong on expressed concern about the rise in anti-Semitism, about how BDS is anti-Semitic. And he was unequivocal about that. He specifically mentioned within the party there are some people who are pushing BDS. In fact, one being a former foreign minister of Australia, a former premier of New South Wales. And Albanese came out very clearly saying that there's no place for this in the party. And the point which was made in the mainstream media was that what he was doing was saying, I am no Corbyn, and what happened with Corbyn will not happen in the Australian Labour Party. And that was the most important point to emerge from this very strong presentation. And he said, you know, I will criticize Israel, I'll criticize the Palestinian Authority where need be, etc. But on these issues, BDS, anti-Semitism, there is no space for that, and I will not tolerate it. And the last thing I'll say on this point is that he is on the record. 10 years ago, there was a BDS resolution which was passed over unanimously by one of the many local councils here in Sydney, and he was a leader in getting that BDS resolution overturned. This someone who's on the left of the Labour Party. Amazing. So it was a significant speech. There's an election coming up, federal election, inside of the next 12 months. You know, if he wins, he's the next Prime Minister. And so it was a very important speech and almost a landmark speech where he was putting his stake in the ground where he stands on these issues.
Incredible. And finally, Israeli soccer player ends his first season in Australia with 11 goals.
I know, that's pretty good for anyone who knows anything about soccer. 11 goals in 21 matches is pretty good. That's one every two matches. So his name's Tomer Hemed. I mean, obviously people would not have heard of him, but he did play for Israel, and he spent the last year playing for in the Australian Soccer League. First time ever an Israeli has played. So that 12 months period has just ended, and he was playing for a New Zealand team, but in the Australian League. And now he's been signed on for the next 12 months by an Australian team called the Western Sydney Wanderers. So he's obviously doing well. And the interesting thing is every time he plays, there's a group of people who get themselves into the crowd when crowds are allowed, in brackets, with Israeli flags and they yell and they scream and they give him a very warm welcome. So it's great to see that he has done well. 11 goals in 21 games is good by any standards. And now he's been signed into a Sydney-based team for the next 12 months. So nice to see.
Absolutely amazing. Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. He speaks to us every week at this time.